Began with Dick Powell in 1934 from the picture Happiness Ahead, Beauty Must Be Loved. After that, two more written by Irving Kail and Sammy Fain, both for the picture Footlight Parade, from the original Victor 78, Ah, the Moon is Here. Ramona and her grand piano in 1933 with Benny Bonaccio on clarinet and Bunny Berrigan on trumpet. We heard from Bunny as well on Sitting on a Backyard Fence, September 1933, the latter-day Rhythm Boys with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. On the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV, I'm Rich Connedy. Around a half dozen of you have already sent in childhood songs to the program. I mentioned last Sunday night somebody called and said, you know, the such and such a song I remember from my childhood. Why not do a whole show of listeners' childhood songs? I think that's a swell idea, and I think we're going to collect a few dozen and maybe air them sometime in March or April. This is March, so then April. Now, the main thing to remember is that your childhood song has to fit into what goes on here Sunday nights on the big broadcast. However, you needn't have lived during the 1920s and 30s to have a childhood song or record from the 1920s and 30s. For instance, if you were a kid watching cartoons in the 1950s and 60s, and I guess even today you may have seen the cartoon with Owl Jolson singing I Love to Sing About the Moon and the Juna and the Spread. There's a likely candidate for you. Or maybe you remember Alfalfa singing Learn to Croon in an Our Gang short. You get the idea. And in my own case, my beloved grandmother, my Nana, used to rock me and sing, Mary Lou, cross my heart, I love you. And I have a recording of Mary Lou by the Broadway Bellhops that I will share with you on our childhood memory song sometime in April on the big broadcast. If you'd like to contribute, you get the idea. Big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. Big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. Here's Pat O'Malley again with Jack Hilton's orchestra, November 1933, another from Footlight Parade.
Thank you. picture it all beneath a ceiling of blue. We'll spend a heavenly day here where the whispering waters play. There's a whippoorwill that's calling you by a waterfall. He's dreaming too. There's a magic melody Mother Nature sings to me beside the waterfall with you.
Thank you. I'm gonna break through a cloud and sail above the clouds. I'm plenty proud, and will I yell out loud, happy landing, a happy landing, the lucky day I land you.
Broadcast 90.7 FM WFUV, beginning with a Sammy Fain Irving Kale song from Footlight Parade by a Waterfall, Pat O'Malley with Jack Hilton's Orchestra, 1933. After that, from the big broadcast of 1936, Wide Dream, 1935 recording, Al Boley with Ray Noble's Orchestra, and they say a Glenn Miller arrangement. Finally, in London in 1932, the Three Ginks, count them, one Ginks, two Ginks, three Ginks, with Sidney Kite and his Piccadilly Hotel Orchestra, Happy Landing. Now, they say on the album that that Happy Landing was written by Fields and McHugh, but there was a Happy Landing written by Da Silva, Brown, and Henderson for the show Flying High. Could that be that Happy Landing or not? Perhaps you could smarten me up. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. I hope you check out the Big Broadcast News Group. Not only do I hope you check out the Big Broadcast News Group, I hope you write something on it, because it's generally populated with, dare I say, smutty material, sort of the Internet equivalent of junk mail. So if you can help liven things up, it would be appreciated. alt.fan.rich-connedy, alt.fan.rich-connaty. If you want to give me a holler at the studio, it's 718-365-8050, 718-365-8050. Here's a song that Irving Kale wrote with Harry Richman, 1931, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
Thank you. gal of mine, until the breeze wake and shine, good morning. There ought to be a law in clover time to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's lane in rhyme till dawning. You better hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get busy today. You'd better croon a tune to the man up in the moon. And here's what I'd say. There ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love that gal of mine, until the birdies wake and chime good morning.
Thank you. the street sing a croon's a love song. Let's share that mellow light above. They brought to me and they brought to me a new song. Dear Carol, will you be my love?
Direct from the Victor 78, Mia Khanna, my dear. May 1930, Lou Conrad with Leo Reisman's orchestra. Mia Khanna, written by Irving Kale, Sammy Fain, and Pierre Norman. For the Paramount picture, The Big Pond. Before that, a newly acquired Columbia 78, I'm Crying 'Cause I Know I'm Losing You. 1927, Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards. We began with an Irving Kale, Harry Richmond song, There Ought to Be a Moonlight Saving Time, 1931, Carmen Lombardo and the Trio, with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, on the big broadcast, on 90.7 FM, WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. Last fall, we at WFUV had the pleasure of bringing you a great live concert from Art at St. Anne's in Brooklyn. Jazz guitarist Bill Frisell teamed up with two of the country's most remarkable musicians, country dobro player Jerry Douglas and Victor Krause on bass. WFUV's own Corny O'Connell hosted the concert from Arts at St. Anne's, and you can hear it again Thursday, the 12th of March, Thursday, March 12th at 12 noon on 90.7 FM, WFUV, the big broadcast with classic pop and jazz, Sunday nights 8 to 11. Now, I just played a couple of 78s for you. Mary and I went on a 78 search yesterday in Montclair, New Jersey. We got tipped off to a place. Montclair, New Jersey, lots and lots of antique shops, but even more tattoo parlors. That's right, there are more tattoo parlors than just about any other enterprise that we ran across in Montclair. It was kind of a disappointing trip for us. Not only did we not find any records, but Mary talked me out of a discreetly placed mermaid. Big broadcast, 90 point. Oh, what a time I had with Minnie the Mermaid down at our seaweed bungalow. Barney Bagard, born 92 years ago Tuesday. He died in 1980. Here he is as a member of King Oliver's Dixie Syncopators in September 1928. This recording last played February 16th, 1986. Speakeasy Blues.
Thank you. man, beggar, or thief. Somehow there's no relief. Now, Blue, you're bound to get a dog. When you try so hard to smile and lie, doesn't seem worthwhile, they you can tell. You're under the spell of the blue. When you try to sleep between nightmares, take the place of dreams, then you can tell. You're under the spell of the blue. Some bad omen, like a hoodoo, hovering over my head. Not a jinx, not a voodoo, something much worse. Ah, it's a curse. Shadows chasing after me. Blue skies, why you're laughing me. Gee, but it's hell when you're under the smell of the blue.
Of the Blues, 1929, Bing Crosby with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, a Glenn Miller arrangement. Glenn Miller born 94 years ago today. He died in 1944. Before the Dorsey Brothers, we heard the Jelly Roll Morton Trio with Barney Bigard on clarinet, Zooty Singleton on drums, 1929, Turtle Twist. We began with the Speakeasy Blues, 1928, King Oliver's Dixie Syncopators, with Barney Bigard, Omer Simeon, and J.C. Higginbotham. On the big broadcast on WFUV in New York, celebrating 50 years as Fordham University's voice. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, we'll have the songs of Joseph Meyer, Marion Harris, Miff Mole, and Bix Beiderbecke. Sounds like a good show. Next Sunday, this one's not shabby either. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Flying High, with a score by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson, opened 68 years ago this week. The Three Girlfriends with Waring Pennsylvanians in 1930. Good for you, bad for me.
That's a good trip today. Thank you.
Broadcast 90.7 FM WFUV, beginning with the De Silva Brown and Henderson song from the score of Flying High, Good for You, Bad for Me. 1930, Waring's Pennsylvanians with the Three Girlfriends, and of course, Polly McClintock. After that, a recording last played on this program November 10th, 1985, Haunted Nights. September 1929, Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra with Teddy Bunn on guitar, Cootie Williams and Barney Bigard. And finally, a song written by Irving Cale, Sammy Fain, and Pierre Norman, When I Take My Sugar to Tea, 1931, the Biltmore Trio with Burt Lowndes, Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. Lyricist Irving Cale, born 95 years ago Thursday, he died in 1942. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, among other things, highlighting recordings not heard on the program in at least 10 years. Here's one last played May 3rd, 1987. The Billy Cotton Band in 1931. Were You Sincere?
Thank you. fond greeting when days are so fleeting and few. Paradise seeming with no thought of scheming. A dream was a dreaming come true. For I have waited to tell you I need you so. Just hesitated, then let it go. Yet you know, fancy our meeting when days are so fleeting. For just one fond greeting we two. Just by chance I met you passing by. Now I sigh sometimes to forget you. If my heart were wiser, I would try just to turn and whisper goodbye. It were best to take your hand and leave you. It were best, and yet farewell, my dream.
You so and so. I thought you were blind and loving till you stole meat from my oven. Mama, you so-and-so, look out that daddy.
Recordings that for some reason have not been heard on the big broadcast in at least 10 years. Louis Armstrong in 1932, backed by the Chick Webb Orchestra, You So-and-So You'll Wish You'd Never Been Born. Last heard on this program, April 27th, 1986. Before that, Al Boley in November 1933, Fancy Our Meeting, last heard in November 1985. We open with a record last played on the big broadcast May 3rd, 1987. Were You Sincere? Billy Cotton's band, could have been Alan Breeze on the vocal, 1931. On the big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. I'm Rich Connedy. I lived in the Bronx for something like 15 years, moved to Manhattan when I got married and my life really began. Married 2 years and 5 months. So it's great. Married life is great. Living in Manhattan is terrific. The only thing I don't like about living in Manhattan is the size of the supermarkets. I mean, not only are the supermarkets small, but the wagons are tiny and the aisles are so narrow. I feel like Hoss Cartwright at the Virginia City D'Agostino. Dad, burn it. Did Hop Sing say broccoli or broccoli Rob?
Hey, this is Meg Griffin, and one of the favorite days here at WFUV is Monday because lots of new music hits the airwaves. This Monday, hear Twangy Americana from Chris Knight and more from the new Mark Cohn album and the ska beat of the Specials. They have a brand new release. So it's new stuff always on Mondays on WFUV.
But I'm afraid of you.
for you, adore you, baby. But I'm afraid of you. I must fess up to you. You're too good to be true. Assure me and cure me, baby, 'cause I'm afraid of you.
Sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do, for you've brought a new kind of love to me. And if the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through, for you've brought a new kind of love to me. I know that I'm the slave, you're the queen, but still you can understand that underneath it all, you're a maid, and I am only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you brought a new kind of love to me.
That evening, train been gone. How long? How long? Baby, how long? Yeah, I stood at the station
watch my baby leaving town. Blue and disgusted, nowhere to be found. For how long? How long? Baby, how long? I can hear the whistle blowing, but I cannot see no train. And deep down in my heart, I got that awful pain. For how long? How long? Baby, how long? Disgusted, I feel so blue that I hardly know what in this world to do. For how long? How long? How long? How long?
How long blues? 1931, Red McKenzie with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies in there, Jimmy Dorsey, Babe Russin, and Glenn Miller. Before that, a song written by Irving Kale, Sammy Fain, Pierre Norman from the Big Pond. If the nightingales could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do. Bing Crosby with Paul Whiteman's orchestra. We began with Bing and the Whiteman Band in April 1928, a recording last played on the big broadcast March 8th, 1987. I'm Afraid of You. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV. I'm Rich Connedy. And usually I get calls from people who have been listening to the program for 10, 15, 20 or more years. A gentleman just called who has not heard the show in 20 years. He moved down to Virginia 20 years ago. It's nice to know he's listening this weekend. And he asked me if I would play Mississippi Mud. Now, Mississippi Mud is one of those records that I have not played in at least 10 years on the big broadcast, and I'm probably not likely to play it, although he recalls a time 20 or more years ago where I played four versions of Mississippi Mud in a row. What a dance do they do, Lordy, how I'm telling you. The big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV, Dick Powell in September 1933, and Irving Kale, Sammy Fain's song written for an NRA short. The road is open again.
Dawn, the golden start of the day, you are the part of the day when hope is high. Dawn, within your glorious light, there is a spirit of fight that cannot die. Born is our tomorrow, gone is yesterday. There's a new day in view. There is gold in the blue. There is hope in the hearts of men. All the world's on the way to a sunnier day, 'cause the road is open again. There's an old hope repair. There's a song in the air. It's the music of busy men. Every plow in the land meets a happier hand, 'cause the road is open again. There's an eagle blue in the White House too, on the shoulder of the president there, with a lusty call telling one and all, brothers,
a new day in view. There is gold in the blue. There is hope in the hearts of men. From the plain to the hill, from the farm to the mill, for the road is open again. White House too, on the shoulder of our president there, with a lusty call telling one and all, there's a new day in view. There is gold in the blue, there is hope in the hearts of men. From the plain to the hill, from the farm to the mill, for the road is
matter how near you be, you'll never belong to me. But I can breathe, can't I pretend that I'm locked in the bend of your embrace? For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream, can't I? Can't I adore you? Oceans apart, I can't make you open your heart, but I can dream, can't I?
Yes, I miss playing the big bands. The sad thing is, I don't think there's anyone doing it nowadays who does it as well as I did. Jack Leonard with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, 1937. I Can Dream, Can't I? Written by Irving Cale and Sammy Fain for the not terribly successful show Right This Way. It opened January 4th, 1938. You had 15 chances to see it, but it gave us I Can Dream, Can't I? And I'll Be Seeing You. Before that, a Mitchell Parrish lyric, a blues serenade. Smith Ballou with Glenn Miller's Orchestra, 1935. We began with Dick Powell in 1933. The road is open again on the big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. wrapped up tonight's big broadcast with Perry Como, Ted Weems, a little bit of Elmo Tanner on Simple and Sweet, 1938. For 1937, Sleepy Time Gal, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Saturday, don't miss another Standard Time. Saturday night, 8 to 11. Next Sunday night, Marion Harris, the songs of Joe Meyer, Miff Mole, and Dick Spiderbeck. This is WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. Stay tuned for Classic Radio, The Hurricane, presented by the Campbell Playhouse. Until next week's big broadcast, Rich Connolly reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something about those fingernails, live fast and dye your hair. Thank you for living with me. And above all else, don't you never forget, rhythm saved the world. Aloha! Louis Armstrong, Rhythm Saved the World, Sammy Kahn, Saul Chaplin, 1936. Next Sunday, Sterling Bowes, Mildred Bailey, the songs of Nacio Herb Brown and Charles Newman, plus Jimmy Dorsey. Wednesday, Catch Me with Corny O'Connell, 8 o'clock. Don't forget about Standard Time on Saturday. Stay tuned for Les Mis on Classic Radio. This is WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. Until next week, big broadcast, Rich Connolly remind you, lather, rinse, repeat, do something about those fingernails. Thank you for living with me. Live fast and dye your hair. And above all else, don't you never forget that rhythm saved the world. Like Louis said, aloha.